more different insights and stuff. It's just not just plain pshat, you know.
Right. Okay, so I wanted to talk about in this week's parsha Vayechi about Yaakov blessing Ephraim, specifically Ephraim and Menashe. So I'll just read through some of the psukim just to get some context, and then we'll ask our questions to try to, you know, get a deeper level of understanding and hopefully take home some lessons for our life. So the pasuk says, "Vayhi acharei hadvarim ha'ela vayomer liYosef hine avicha chole vaykachat shnei banav imo et Menashe v'Ephraim." You know, and it was after these things, and Yosef, you know, hears that his father is sick, so he takes his two sons, Ephraim and Menashe. Vayegid liYaakov vayomer hine bincha Yosef ba elecha v'techazak Yisrael v'yeshev al amita. And it was told to Yaakov, and he says, "Look, your son Yosef is here," and he strengthened himself. You know, he sat up on the bed.
You know, I just learned something yesterday. I don't know if you'll mind me interrupting, but why does it say like Yosef just heard about it? Like he didn't see his father every day. Like he didn't know about it. You know that he had. You know, it said that when he didn't come visit him for long periods of time because he didn't want to reveal what happened, you know, what the brothers did to him or something. I just heard that yesterday.
Oh, that's very interesting.
So I thought
It is very interesting. Or, you know, we could just say that, you know, things can change very much from day to day.
Yeah.
There's another reason.
Yeah.
The other reason that the Farshim bring is that Yosef was a king, was a melech, and therefore he didn't want to live close to his father because he didn't want his father to have to be subservient to him, to be mishtachavet to him, because he thought kibbutz, and he felt that all the years that he had missed kibbutz, that it was better that he...
Interesting.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
Very interesting.
I think it's from Yaakov Kamenetsky who says it, but I saw it in Yosef.
Vayomer Yaakov al Yosef, Kel Shakai Nira Eli, Baloz Be'eretz Knan Ve'evrei Chosi, Vayomer Eli, Hineni Mipircha Ve'er, Bisicha ve'natati lekahal amim ve'natati et ha'aretz hazos olzarecha acharecha achuzas olam. And Yaakov says to Yosef, Hashem appeared to me in the land of Luz, and he blessed me, and he said, I'm going to make you fruitful and numerous, and I'm going to make you, you know, congregation of nations, and I'm going to give this land to you and your offspring as an eternal possession. Vatash shnei banecha hanoldim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim, abo elecha Mitzrayim liheim Ephraim v'Menashe, k'ruvein v'shimon yeli. And he says, and now your two sons here, Ephraim and Menashe, that were born to you in Mitzrayim, they are like mine, like Reuven and like Shimon. Umoladaticha asher holadata achareihem lecha yiyu al shem acheihem yikru'u benachlatam v'ani bevo Mipazan meita alai racha be'eretz Kanan baderech ba'od kivras aras lavo efrasa ve'ekbarasham baderech efrasa efras hi beis lachem. And he says, you know, the progeny that are born to you after them shall be yours. They will be included under the name of the brothers with regards to inheritance. Basically, Ephraim and Menashe are going to be on the level of the Shvatim. And then, well, this is a pasuk that we spoke about a few weeks ago in our shir, that he said, you know, when your mother Rachel died, I was on the way when I came from Padan, and therefore I buried her there on the way, you know, to Ephrat, to Beit Lechem. Vayar Yisrael et b'nei Yosef ayomar mi'ila, and he sees his children, and he says, you know, who are these? Vayomar Yosef el aviv, b'nai heim, asher natan li elokim bazeh, vayomar kecham na elai v'avrachim. And he says, you know, these are my children that Hashem gave me, so bring them close. And, you know, Yaakov says, I'm going to bless them. Ve'inai Yisrael kavdu mizokein v'lo yichlu ro'os. Ve'yigash osam eila v'yishak lahem v'yichabik lahem. And, you know, Yaakov was older and his eyes couldn't see so well. And Yosef brought Ephraim and Menashe to Yaakov and he hugged them and he kissed them.
I'm just a little confused. But you saying before, what, didn't Yaakov say that I'm going to treat your two sons like...
Right. Yeah, they're going to be on the level of the Shvatim.
They will bring them closer?
Meaning because of his eyesight. Not that mentally he didn't know who they were. You know, he said to bring them close because he couldn't see.
Uh-huh.
When first they came in, he said, who are they? You know, a person who can't see. It's he conceptually, he knew who they were.
Right. Okay.
Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef ro'o panecha lo palalti v'hine hareta osi elokim gam esarecha. And it's kind of a rather emotional moment. He says, you know, I thought I'd never see your face again, Yosef. And now look what I get to see. I get to see not only your face, but I get to see your children. Yosef osam me'im berka v'yishtachavu la'apav arza v'yikach Yosef v'shneim es Ephraim b'mino mismol Yisrael v'es Menashe b'smol v'min Yisrael v'yigash elav v'yishlach Yisrael et yimino v'yishet al rosho Ephraim, v'hu atzair, v'esmolo al rosh Menashe, sikele yadav ki Menashe b'chor. And he basically, Yosef brings Ephraim and Menashe to, you know, to his father, and he puts Ephraim, you know, to the right, which is opposite Yaakov, which is his left hand, and Menashe up under the right hand. And what does Yaakov do? He switches his hands, he crosses them over, even though we know that Menashe was the older one and Ephraim was the younger one. Ephraim was now under the right hand and Menashe was under the left hand. Vayevarech es Yosef, vayomar ha'elokim asher etalachti avotai lefanav, Avram Yitzchak, Elokim, Haroah, Osim, Odi, Ad Hayom, Azah, Malach, Hagol, Osim, Korai, Varechas, Hanarin, Vikrehevim, Shemi, Vishem, Avasai, Avraham, Yitzchak, Vyid, Glorah, Vikarva Art. And he gives them this bracha that we know so well. God who shepherds me from my inception until this day, may the angel who redeems me from all evil bless these lads, and may my name be declared upon them, and the names of my forefathers, Avram and Yitzchak, and may they proliferate abundantly like fish within the land. And he saw that he put his right hand on Ephraim's, who was the younger one. And, you know, he was not happy with this. He was displeased with this. And what did Yosef do when he saw this? He tried to switch it back, you know, because he thought that this wasn't right. Vayomer Yosef el Aviv, lo kein avi, ki zeha b'chor, simim necha ay rosho. And he says, Abba, you know, I think you made a mistake. You know, Ephraim is not the Bechor. You should put your right hand on the Bechor, on the elder one, who is Menashe. Vayimein Aviv, and his father, Yaakov refused. Vayomar, Yadati, Bini, Yadati. My son, I know. I know exactly what I'm doing. Gam hu yela'am, v'gam hu yigadel, v'ulam achiv hakaton yigadal mimeno, v'zar'o yeh melogayim. And he says, you know, this one, he'll also become great Menashe, but his younger brother is going to be even greater than he will. And his offspring will fill the nations. And the pasuk continues, Vayivarchem bayom ahu lemor, b'chai varech Yisrael lemor, yisimcha Elohim ke'Ephraim u'ke'Menashe, v'yasem et Ephraim lefnei Menashe. You know, and he says, you know, through you, B'nai Yisrael, we bless, we will say that they, you know, that they will be like Ephraim and Menashe. And Yaakov put Ephraim before Menashe. And we see, you know, Yaakov's basically, he's coming to the end of his life, and he gathers his children to bless them, and he begins with Yosef and his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim. And like we said, the scene is quite emotional, because remember, Yaakov did not think he was going to see Yosef again. And not only does he get to see Yosef again, but he's able to bless his children as well. And Yosef's emotions kind of change as Yaakov goes through to bless his own son. To bless his own sons, when he goes to bless Menashe and Ephraim, the pasuk tells us Vayera Beinav. You know, it displeased Yosef the fact that Yaakov switched his hands, and thus, what does he do? He tries to move Yaakov's hands, and Yaakov reassures Yosef, and he says, "You know, I know that he is younger, and I know what I'm doing. I'm prioritizing the younger child, namely Ephraim, before Menashe, because he's going to be greater, and his offspring's fame will fill the nations." And Rashi comments, Yadati b'nimi Yadati, I know Shehu HaBechor, I know that Menashe is really the older one. Gam yu yela'am v'yegadal she'atid gidon latzeit mimeno she'akadosh Baruch Hu oseh neis ayado. And Menashe will have great people who will come for him, namely Gidon, who Hashem will do great miracles through. V'ulam achiv hakaton yigadal mimeno. However, his younger brother, Ephraim, will be even greater. And Rashi comments, She'atid Yehoshua latzeit mimeno she'enechilat ha'aretz v'yala made Torah li'Yisrael. Because Yehoshua will be even greater, and he will come from Ephraim. He will divide Eretz Yisrael, and he will teach them Torah. So according to Rashi, Yaakov knows which child is the Bechor. It's not a mistake. And he switches his hands because Ephraim, though younger, is going to have greater offspring. You know, so why did Yaakov need to cross his hands? Wouldn't it have been simpler just to switch the place of Ephraim and Menashe? Ephraim's on this side, Menashe's on this side. Instead of me switching my hands, let me just switch their places, right? And the pasuk seems to give some sort of explanation as to why Yaakov switched his hands, which is, Sikela Yado, he switched his hands, ki Menashe HaBechor. Because Menashe is the older one. So how does Menashe being the Bechor explain why Yaakov switched his hands? It seems more of like a statement than actually a reason. And also, why do we bless our boys that they should be like Ephraim and Menashe? We know when it comes to the girls, we bless them they should be like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Yaakov had other important grandchildren. Why not bless our children that they should be like any of those? Why specifically do we bless that they should be like Ephraim and Menashe? And also, why is this bracha given to a child at his bris? So the Netziv, in his Emek Davar, comments, and he explains, Sikelas Yadav ki Menashe ha-bachor, hu miyuter. This statement is extra. Shaharei Yadanu me'inyan ha-parsha ki Menashe ha-bachor. We already know that Menashe is the older one. He is the bachor. Aval yesh bazeh omek v'kavana. But there's a lot of depth and intention in this. De'be'emes lo haya Yaakov l'sakel et yadov, ela l'hapochet ma'amar habanim. Because in reality, Yaakov did not need to cross his hands, but rather just to switch the positioning of Ephraim and Menashe. Aval ba'asher Menashe ha'bachor. Mishum hachi hu mekuvan she'amod Menashe l'regal ha'yemini shel Yaakov, ve'Ephraim l'regal ha'smoli. So it's interesting. He said, Yaakov only switches his hands because Menashe is the Bechor, he is the firstborn, and therefore, by switching his hands, Menashe is opposite his right leg, and Ephraim, who is younger, is opposite the left leg. But Ephraim, by switching the hand, gets the right hand, and Menashe gets the left hand. And the reason is, even though Yaakov puts Ephraim before Menashe, Mishum Hachi Hayab Midbar Rosh Hadegel, Mikoma Kombe Bikude the Parshas Pinchas Hayala Hefech, Lo Od Ella Afilu Bikude the Parshas Bamidbar Kasub Bechola Dagal Hachonim Alav Mesha Inkin Hamanasha Kitsiva Alav Mata Menashe. We see that there's different places in the Torah that Ephraim is first or Menashe is first. When it comes to the Degalim, Menashe is first. By the Pikudim, you know, another is first. The Chonim Alav, it seems like Menashe takes care of Ephraim. There's a lot of switching of the order in the Pesukim. It's not consistent that one is before the other. Ephraim is always before Menashe, or Menashe is always before Ephraim. Kol ze balalamdenu shelo Ephraim kodem l'Menashe, ella beinyanim ruchanim. That Ephraim is not always before Menashe. Ephraim comes before Menashe when it comes to spiritual matters. Mash shelmala mehalichas olam hateva. What is above the natural world, the general day to day things. Aba b'halichos olam. But when it comes to the ways of the world, haya Menashe kodem v'gadol me'Ephraim. Menashe comes first, and he is greater than Ephraim. Mishim hachi b'minyan harishon b'har choreiv shaya shchinas olam arusham v'kol ha'hanaga haya l'malam erateva haya Ephraim kodem. Therefore, when they're encamped by Har Sinai and the shchina is on their heads, we're talking about something that's spiritual. Who comes first? Ephraim. And so therefore, whenever there is interaction that's above the teva, above the natural, who comes first? Ephraim. Ava bebikude, the arvos moav beknisatam la'aretz, shaya kim'at b'halichos ha-teva kemuvu'ar la'alan, b'sefer b'amidbar v'dvarim, mishum hachi haya Menashe kodem. But when it comes to when pekudim, when they're counted and they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, and what's Eretz Yisrael, a life of Teva, who comes first? Menashe, because he comes first when it comes to the Halichos Olam. He comes first when it comes to the natural world. V'ayin ma'asha katov b'sefer b'amidbar, b'shno v'alav ma'atza Menashe, v'zeh hagi amishun d'b'halichos ha-teva, ma'alas ha-bechor m'sugelas harbe k'moshe katov la'el. Which is interesting, and this, when it comes to the Halichos HaTeva, when it comes to the natural world, that really connects very much to the Bechor, to the firstborn, and that is in the realm of Menashe. And we saw this, he says, look back, when it comes to the Brachos of Esav, for the Bechorah, if we look at those Brachos, they're all about the physical world, because there is some sort of connection to the Bechor, to the elder, and to the physical world. To Olam Hazem. V'hine hayad mishameshes es harosh v'hadas v'haregel mishameshes halichos haguf l'fi tivo. And therefore, the hand serves the head and the intellect, that higher spiritual realm, v'haregel, but the leg, what does the leg serve? The halichos haguf, the body, l'fi tivo, in the natural way. ומשום הכי רצה יעקב אשר מנשה יעמוד לרגלו הימינית, וסיכל הידוב להיות אפרים אך לידו הימינית. And therefore, what does Yaakov do? He switches his hands. Because he's not, he doesn't want to completely remove Menashe from the place. He wants Menashe to be opposite his right leg, which represents the physical world. But he wants Ephraim to have the right arm. And therefore, he wouldn't just be able to rotate their places. He didn't want to completely remove the Bechorah from Menashe. But rather, he wanted to give Ephraim Kadima in the spiritual realm, in the realm in Torah. Thus, he placed his right hand on Ephraim's head by crossing his hands. He didn't simply switch the places of Ephraim and Menashe, because Menashe still got Kadima. He still was the more important one when it came to the physical realm. And thus Yaakov wanted his right foot and his right leg opposite Menashe. And then the pasuk tells us, Ve'yarechim bayom ahu le'mor b'chayiv arech Yisrael le'mor yisimcha lo'kim ke'Ephraim u'ke'Menashe. This is how we bless our children. You, through Ephraim and Menashe, Hashem should make you like Ephraim and Menashe. Ve'yasem et Ephraim lefnei Menashe. And he puts Ephraim before Menashe. And Yaakov blesses them and says that Bnei Yisrael are going to be blessed through them. When a father or a mother wants to come and bless her or his sons, what do they say? Yisimcha Elokim ke'Ephraim v'Menashe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make you like Ephraim v'Menashe. And the Netziv adds, Be'emet haya od zera bruchei Hashem b'nechdei Yaakov kimo peretz v'zerach v'od harbe. He says, really, if we look at the grandchildren of Yaakov, there were a lot of very chashuva grandchildren, very important grandchildren that he had. Peretz and Zerach, etc. And there's more. Aval Ephraim and Menashe haya kol echad gedulato meshuneh mechevayro. What was unique about Ephraim and Menashe? They were each great in different ways. Ephraim haya godel b'toro v'zavak le'elokav, u'menashe ba'alichos olam v'oskei b'tzarchei Yisrael. Ephraim was great in what? In his Torah, and in his ability to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the realm of spirituality. And Menashe was great in the Halichos Olam, in the way of the world, and being involved in the needs of the Klal, in the needs of Bnei Israel. And though other grandchildren were great, these two represented greatness in two areas, in Torah and spirituality, and in worldly matters pertaining to the needs of Klal Yisrael. Their achievements in Torah and Derech Eretz make them models and examples for our children to emulate and to follow. V'nei b'targum Yonasan, he quotes the Targum Yonasan who writes, Shebesha'as Mila, at the time of a bris, mevarchin kacha. People have the minhag to give their sons at the time of the bris this bracha, that Hashem should make you yisimcha elokim ke'Ephraim ke'Menashe. V'ayyan she'yadua, she'ena ro'oy levarech et ha'adam, ela me'ein berchatav, she'bercho Hashem adko. La'ashir ba'oshro, u'lachacham b'chachmato. Right, we like the pasuk in Bamidbar says, "Ish kimatnat yavo yado ki berchat Hashem elokecha asher natan lach." You give a person each a blessing according to the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. Right? It's how do we bless a person? It's befitting to bless a person only with the blessings that Hashem has bestowed upon him thus far. Right? You know, a person with wealth. A rich person, you give them the bracha of wealth. A wise person, the bracha of wisdom, etc. Right? You don't give a person a bracha to excel in an area that they're not good at or have no connection to. Right? You don't say, "Oh, you should become a grand pianist," if they don't know how to play the piano, have no interest in playing the piano, I have no talent to play the piano either. Right? The brachas that we give to a person is in the areas that they can succeed and that they can and that they already have the capabilities to take it, you know, to the next level. And therefore, you don't give a person who's not involved in Torah learning that they should become like Ephraim. And you don't give a bracha to a person who has no connection and is not involved in worldly matters that he should become like Menashe. Imagine going to a Rosh Hashiva and saying, "You should, you know, be like Menashe." It's not shayach. It's not connected. It doesn't make any sense. You give a bracha to someone to excel in what they are involved in, what they have the capabilities to do. But at the time of a bris milah, we don't know what path the person's going to take. We don't know what capabilities they have. Will they be an Ephraim? Will they be a Menashe? Adivarech Yisrael Yisimcha Elokim ke'Ephraim. So then therefore we say, Hashem should make you like Ephraim. If you're going to be involved in Torah and the world of Ruchnias, you should have atzlacha. You should be successful like Ephraim. The Kimenasha im ye osek behavayas ha'olam ye yu Kimenasha. But if you know you are going to be in the world, you're going to be osek b'tzarchei Yisrael. You're going to be in Askan. You're going to be involved in Klal Yisrael and in the world at large. Then we give them the bracha. You should be like Menashe. You should be successful like him. That being the case, you know, it's not, you know, befitting to bless a person who's not involved in Torah that he should be successful in Torah. He should be like Ephraim, or a person who's not involved in worldly matters that he should be like Menashe. But when a child is circumcised and we don't know what path the child is going to follow, then a Jew blesses him that Hashem should make you like Ephraim. You know, if you grow up to be involved in Torah, you should excel like Ephraim. And he should be like Menashe, if his path in life is to be involved in worldly affairs, then you should be successful like Menashe. We bless our children that in whichever path they take, be it in the world of Torah or in the world of affairs, in worldly affairs, they should succeed, just as Ephraim and Menashe did. They were able to capitalize on the brachos that Hashem gave them and reach great heights, each one in their own area and their own realm. And this is exactly what chinuch is all about. We usually translate chinuch, you know, as to educate, but it really encompasses much more. In order to better understand what chinuch means, we have to go back to Bereshis, where the root of chinuch is first mentioned. And it's first mentioned in the story of when Lot was captured and Avram comes to rescue him. And the Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Yudalad, the Pasuk states, Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv. Avram heard that his brother, his kinsman, Lot, was captured. Vayarek et chanichav yilidei beito shmona asar v'shalosh me'il vayardif adam. And what did he do? He armed his trained men, those born in his house, 318, and he pursued them till dawn. And Rashi there comments, what does the word chanichav mean? Chanichok k'sivze Eliezer, shechancho l'mitzvos. So who's he talking about? He says, we're talking about Eliezer, who he was mechanich, who he educated towards mitzvos. That's why it says chanichav, same root. V'hu lashon, hitzchil knisat ha'adam o kli l'omanut shehu atid la'amod ba. V'kein chanoch l'nar, chanukat ha'mizbech, chanukat ha'bayim. Meaning, what does the word chinuch mean? The first introduction of a person or an item to the function that he will ultimately serve. And that is why the word chinuch applies to people. Also to the Chanukah HaMizbeach, when we inaugurate the Mizbeach, we introduce it to that job and that mission that it's going to fulfill. The Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash. And even a Chanukah HaBayit. When we have this inauguration of the house, when we move in, we're establishing as to the role that it will potentially fulfill. And that is what chinuch is, to introduce a child, to inaugurate the child into the role that he will fulfill. And it's based on this that Rav Matisyahu Solomon, in his book With Hearts Full of Love, he writes, the word chinuch therefore means the establishment of a person on solid footing to enable him to assume the role he is destined to assume. We have to make an assessment of the role toward which he is headed, and we have to prepare him for it. Therefore, when educating a child, we must focus on the future. Who and what can this child become based on the gifts and capabilities Hashem gave him? And that's what chinuch is. You know, can he be a Menashe? An Askan, involved in worldly affairs, whose place is in the palace and who served as a translator? Or will he be an Ephraim, someone who's involved in the world of Torah and spirituality, whose place was learning with Yaakov? We have to identify our children's strengths and proclivities and be mechanich them and introduce them and inaugurate them on that path. And Yaakov Avinu is telling us that both are important. It is for this reason that he did not simply switch Ephraim and Menashe, but rather he switched his hands, so that while his right hand, which represented the Ruchnius, was opposite Ephraim, who excelled in these matters, his right leg, which represented Artius, would be opposite Menashe, who excelled in that matter. You know, and while both are good and both are valid paths, so much so that that's the bracha that we give our children, to be like them, right? Whether their job or their way of life is going to be in the world of Artius or the world of Ruchnius, both are very good and very important options. And therefore, it's with these two people that we bless our children. Where they're going to turn in life, what path they're going to take, well, that depends on their capabilities and their nature and their proclivities. And that's how we have to be mechanech them and guide them and inaugurate them. And that's how we bless them. Whichever path you take, whichever, you know, one that God gave you the kalim, the abilities to succeed in, you should be successful. And while both are important, the pasuk, the netziv says that the pasuk adds one more thing. Vayasem et Ephraim lifnei Menashe. Ephraim is put before Menashe. And the netziv comments, Hosif ha-mikra l'lamdenu od milashom Yaakov avinu, shemilvad shekfar yadanu mimeno shebe'inyan ruchni Ephraim kodem, va'al kein kadam b'dzegalei ha-midbar u'b'chanukat ha-mizbeach, u'b'halichos ola Menashe kodem, va'al kein kadam b'vikudim b'sefer v'parshas Pinchas b'knisatam la'aretz kimosha kasov la'el. We already know that when it comes to spiritual matters, Ephraim comes first. And therefore, you know, with the Degalim and the Chanukat HaMizbeach, all spiritual matters, Ephraim comes first. But when it comes to the Pikudim and the coming into Eretz Yisrael, Menashe comes first, and therefore he's there. Aval adayin lo yadana lumira o yilakdim b'shem. But we don't know who we should put first, you know, when we're just mentioning them, right? Who comes first? We know that in certain matters, Ephraim comes first, spiritual matters. And it's in the physical matters, Menashe comes first. But when we're just talking about them, and we're not talking about Ruchnius or Gashmius, who comes first? Vayav shar lachshov shederech eretz kadma l'torah. And a person could think, oh, derech eretz, the ways of the world, comes before Torah. Ukumo zevulon is kar kodem l'yisachar. Like Zevulon, who supported Yisachar, the learning, he came first. Hinei nere ro'i lakdim zikaron Menashe kodem l'Ephraim. We might think that we should put Menashe before Ephraim. Al zeba hakatav lahagid sheYaakov sam et zecher Ephraim lifnei zikaron Menashe. Therefore, the pasuk comes to add that Yaakov puts the mentioning of Ephraim before Menashe. Lamdinu sheRo'i lakdim kavod haTorah lifnei gadlus hanhaga v'hu bechal kavod haTorah malat nefesh Yisrael biyichud. To teach us that what? While it's important to have good leaders and maybe politicians, etc., who comes first? Who gets kedima? Kavod haTorah. Respect for the Torah and the Talmidei Chachamim and our Torah leaders comes first. Ve'eino domeh lezvulon v'yisachar. But this is not the same as zvulon yisachar. Shezvulon haya hagorim l'torah shel yisachar. Because zvulon was the enabler. He caused the learning of yisachar. V'gam hu maisig nefesh gavoa me'ein ha'osek b'torah. Kedisa v'parshas Malkum shenagu in Pesachim, it says Hamatil Malei Lakish Shel Talmid Chacham Zochav Yoshev B'Shiva Shamala, that a person who supports a Talmud Chacham, it's not, you know, he himself, his soul is elevated. He sits in the Yeshiva Shamala because of his support of the Talmud Chacham. Masha Inkei Menashe V'Ephraim Shaloya Kain V'Kain Hadin Lador Lador. But it's not the same with Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe is not supporting Ephraim, and therefore, it's not the same, it's not comparable, and this is the din from generation to generation. And even though both paths are important, and we bless our children to be successful, just like Menashe and Ephraim did in their paths, we have to remember that Kavod haTorah comes first. In any generation, no matter how big the askan is, Kadima is always given to the Talmidei Chachamim who are involved in the world of Ruchnias. And so, we bless our children to be like Ephraim and Menashe, to use whatever talents and capabilities Hashem gave them to succeed in the physical realm or in the spiritual realm, reaching their full potential. Rav Yaakov Weinberg said that Ephraim and Menashe actually took it one step further. They exceeded their potential. They became more than that which their father could have ever reasonably expected for them, right? They achieved a status equal to that of the 12 Shvatim. Part of Yaakov, not only were they blessed, but they were able to go back up to the level of the Shvatim, which is unbelievable, which is something that no one would have thought of. And part of Yaakov's blessing to these grandchildren was that the two of them were going to replace Yosef and assume a status equal to that of Yaakov's other sons. These grandchildren are now going to have the din of Yaakov's children. And it really had a major impact. Not only are they now considered Shvatim, you know, but this affected the encampments in the Midbar. you know, the representation among the spies sent to investigate Eretz Yisrael, the geographical allocation in Eretz Yisrael, and a variety of other issues. All of these things happened because Yaakov gave Ephraim and Menashe the status of his own sons. And Rav Yaakov Weinberg explained that the meaning of the bracha, Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim and Menashe, may Hashem make you, bless you like Ephraim and Menashe, is may you exceed your potential beyond your wildest expectations. Right? It's not just about who am I and what can I achieve and how I can get there. Will I be successful? Will I reach my potential like an Ephraim or like a Menashe? But rather, we give our children the bracha that you should exceed your potential beyond what you thought you would be able to achieve, beyond what the world would think you would be able to achieve. You should get there beyond anybody's wildest expectations. And that is the bracha that we give our children, not just to fulfill our potential, but to exceed our potential. And Rabbi Franz adds that the Zohar teaches that immediately before a person's death, his soul gives out a scream that can be heard spiritually, so to say, from one end of the world to the next. What is the soul screaming about? At that moment, Hashem shows the soul an image of what it was supposed to become during its sojourn onto this earth. The soul is traumatized by the gap between what it was supposed to become and what it actually became. And so, the soul lets out a shriek. And this is the lesson that we take for ourselves from Menashe and Ephraim. And this is the way which we bless our children. We must find our path, our avodah in life, whether it's in the realm of Ruchnius or in the realm of Artius, and we must work to reach our potential with the hopes that we will not only fulfill our mission and our potential, but we'll exceed it just as Ephraim and Menashe did.